from Boston. Right. We haven't talked to the vice president. Bill's afraid that the yellow mind will be upset at the vice president not going, and the press here will make a big issue out of it. I don't know the yellow mind, but my judgment is that they're not going to stand that difference, and I don't think you're going to make that much difference. I think the press here will raise hell. But I don't want the vice president, and I'm a little bit worried about these senators coming back by Saigon, although I guess you could educate, and it might be good for Cooper to educate him, because he's suggesting sitting down with the Viet Cong today.
Right.
And I think Galbraith probably needs a little educating from Lodge and you and others on association. He was very touched, very grateful, and has never said a critical word about us. Makes a big point of the fact of defending us among the liberals and radicals in the country. At least he did to me day before yesterday, and said that he had done that. On the other hand, I don't want to add any more burdens than we've got, and I'm just trying to analyze. Bill feels very strongly that we will add a burden. I feel very that it's much foolishness. Don't want to pay attention to the fact that every time somebody dies, it's important. I've got to send the vice president. And I resented the treatment I got from his staff on the Churchill thing. And I expect I get the same treatment here. But I don't want him to just take it as a matter of course. And I have, God knows what would happen after he talked to, if he got to see Kosygin, he would probably be out with AP and UP saying, here's what I said to him right there in New Delhi. Now, I don't know what would we say to the press here why he didn't go?
Well, I think that the first thing that one would say on the background is to point out that the Secretary of State represented the United States at Nehru's funeral.
Yeah.
And secondly, that if anybody asked specifically about the Vice President, he's just come back from a trip that the President is going to be meeting a joint session of the Congress, and that we're starting the congressional session, and that there are very heavy commitments here for the Vice President. I think those would be the two principal reasons, without getting into some of the other problems. But I think those would be sufficient to go on. But as I indicated earlier, if he should go himself with either me or George Ball, I think he ought not to go without one of us. I think that would cut out the Saigon business. It ought to.
Yeah.
And but I think it might become apparent if we. I wouldn't announce that we're coming back through Saigon until after the funeral.
Yeah.
Because it might annoy the Indians. But,
yeah.
But I think it's become quite apparent why we didn't send the vice president.
Now, when they go to writing columns here, as the Bobby Kennedy people will, that Johnson has ignored the vice president. And more than that, he's insulted the Asians because he didn't send the top man that he could have sent to them. You don't think that's going to disturb the Indians a bit, do you?
Well, it didn't disturb them at the time of Nehru's funeral.
Well, but we had no vice president.
I know, but I just don't think so. I don't think so.
You want to ask any Asian experts you got? Have you got a Tommy Thompson over there that you can ask whether they think it would be disturbing if he didn't go?
Yes, let me.
You do that. Call. Who'd you talk to?
All right, fine. I'll talk to Ray Hare about it, and let's see, who, and Bill Bundy about it particularly.
Well, he might be a little prejudiced in favor of him going. He might ask somebody in his shop. They've been. Pretty good campaign here, I think.
All right, let me see.
All right.